Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, y'all? Welcome to Timothy Hodge. Shout out to everybody for listening and tuning in today. Our special guest will be none other than the one and only Jeremiah, who is best known for his hit single, Birthday Sex. We're going to wait on his arrival. In the meantime, I'm going to jump into some Kenny Lattimore entitled The Weeknd.
Thank you.
When he picks up, just start talking.
Hello?
Hi, I have Jeremiah on the line.
Okay.
Yo.
Jeremiah, how you doing, man?
Yo, what's happening? What's happening?
Not much. What's going on, man?
I'm actually just getting in Mississippi, man. I got a show I got tonight, so I've just been traveling. The phone will cut off on the elevator. Hello?
You good, Jeremiah?
Yeah, I'm cool.
All right, man. So how you been, man?
I've been great, you know. Debut album came out this past week, and so far so good as far as the feedback, you know, as far as even the sales. It's kind of crazy as far as the numbers in which, you know, considering the whole Michael Jackson loss and everything, it's been great still.
Right, right. I actually saw you at the BET Awards on the red carpet, and I didn't have the opportunity to come and speak to you, but nevertheless, I did see you out there, and I heard you performed. You know, I didn't get the opportunity to see it. But congrats on that. And most people don't know that, you know, me and you are first cousins. You know, people don't know that. You know, so I'm just put that out there right quick.
Oh, me and you are first cousins?
Yeah, I don't act like you are surprised, man. I'm joking. Let me jump into these questions, man. Jeremiah Grace, once again, great to have you, man. So who were some of your musical influences?
Oh, wow. I mean, there's a list, but just pretty much, you know, growing up, I was listening to just a lot of old school, soul classic, you know, R&B cast like Stevie and Marvin and, you know, just Al Green and even Sam Cooke. I listened to them, and even growing up, I mean, you know, you got your Raphael Sardis and your Justin Timberlakes and, you know, Alicia Keys, just musicians slash, you know, artists, people that, you know, have done more than just, you know, sing a record that's already been written for them. I've always just, and I feel like that's the type of artist I am. So I've always just looked up and been influenced by those.
All right. So tell the listeners, how did you actually get started in the music industry?
It was more like being in the right place at the right time with the right, you know, person behind me and the right people around me. But this all happened like in the last year, you know, should I say the last few months, and, 2009, pretty much, it really took off on its own at the beginning. And 2009, you know, last year I was just knocking out records, recording them, just, you know, just from making, just for the love of making music. And got into the music director hand in Chicago for one of the leading urban radio stations. And, you know, she heard the record. She heard the record, should I say, as far as my album that I had then back in December, which I say November. And I don't know, she was just like, you know, I love all the songs, but if you leave this one with me, I can play this right now. You know, I can give you all a couple spins and see how it goes, which was Birthday Sex.
Okay, all right.
And she pretty much chose that as my first single off the album. And from then on, it was more so of a reaction record that kind of spread throughout the Midwest and, you know what I'm saying, through the States and now even overseas. So it's just great.
Right. With Obama being the first black president, did you ever think that you would be allowed to see that actually happening? Or did you ever think that would even happen at all?
You know what? It's always a question mark as far as what people might believe. I felt that, you know, one day it would, and after long years of just, you know, racism and prejudice, it's more so you know, it wasn't shocking. It was more like it was more like relieving. I was more relieved when I heard that he did indeed were running for president, and just knowing that, you know, I mean, his movement, he represented us blacks well. And, you know, when I felt, you think back for the grace for like Martin Luther King and, you know, even Jesse Jackson and other people that, you know, attempted to even get to, you know, Martin Luther King was very, very great at what he did. And back then, it was just a time for even rough. But, yeah, it's amazing. It's great. You know, start the year off right. You know, another Chicagoan, Obama coming from my own town, making history. You know, it's great.
That's right, man. You know, so you got some big shoes to fill there. Your single Birthday Sex. Explain to me the concept of how you guys, who came up with this. Did you write and produce this? I know you do writing and producing yourself, but did you write and produce this track?
Yeah, I wrote the entire album with this song more so just in the studio, pretty much. I mean, my partner, we come up with the records, you know, we'll come up with the track. And I kind of feed off, as far as when I write, how I felt that day, you know, how whatever feeling they usually the beats give me and what they usually tell me. And with that record, it was just like every other record to me. I didn't think, you know, it would be the single. Like I said, it was chosen, but it was just like every other record. And I wrote it one day, recorded it the next day, and threw it in the vault. And it was more so that track, you know, with the slow tempo sexiness of it. I felt it could, you know, it really could have been anything, which I'm right here now. I'm like, man, you know, it went hand in hand with the whole birthday sex as far as the issue and concept. Even looking it up, usually when I write, I'll come up with a concept and just look it up on iTunes just to see if there's others out there. So I wasn't even trying to sound cliche or like I'm trying to, you know, come off as still in a concept or anything. But, you know, concepts constantly run through my head, and that was just one in which I had, you know, already on my mind. And even after hearing the track, it was more so it was perfect for it. And even now, like even I was in the studio yesterday, I was just going through my old, you know, archives, just looking at old concepts and songs I've written. Just, you know, it's easy just to match them up with beats now. So it's cool.
Right. Why do you think the song became popular so quickly?
I don't know. I feel like, you know, people, after hearing the radio every day and people call in, like, you know, it's my birthday every day. Like, while writing, I didn't think, like, man, it's really a birthday every day. So that's one reason why I feel like it's had legs on the radio and life maintained, should I say, spin on there, because people every day were like, you know, it's my birthday, and, you know, they're waiting on that one day, which is their birthday, just to hear this song. So hopefully they could technically make the song, you know, next year, the song of the year, hopefully when I come back to the awards. And I don't know, sex, you know, it's sales. No, it's sales. And
yeah.
Kind of like, you know, to mix both of them together, that's what kind of made it the dynamic duo, and I feel like that's what helped it.
Right, right. Well, I'm already hearing that the Grammy people are actually paying attention to it, man, so, you know, I'm lying. but man, I hope it does get a nomination at least, man, it's such a hot single right now, man, and, you know, much because he's obsessed with that. When did you first decide that music was something that you really, really wanted to do?
Well, for the longest, I was just, you know, I'm a musician before it all. Even now, I mean, I'd rather even play in the background and have someone else do all the singing. And I just, you know, I joined the band. But music has just always been inside of me and through my whole family. And I didn't know whether I wanted to be an artist or whether I wanted to, you know, my intentions were to just come up with a lot of records and sell them.
Right.
Even, you know, I was contemplating not even after birthday sex and just go down in history as Mr. Birthday Sex and just,
right.
You know, constantly just help out other artists. But at the same time, it was more so once I saw the buzz and obviously the feedback and the reaction from, you know, obviously the girls and, you know, even the fellas were showing love for an R&B singer. It's like, you know, that's crazy. You know, you rarely get the guys, you know, behind you because they more so, you know, they're going to follow what the girls listen to. But just to have a song
right.
that reaches both crowds. That was what really much helped me out. But I don't know. I mean, I'm still, like, I'm a musician, so I felt like either hand in hand, and one day I was on Birth Talent, start my own label, and, you know, get these songs in other people's hands and the voices and get them, you know, number one records, or just do it myself. And right now that's just what happened, not anything I planned, just what happened.
Right. Now, Gerald, you blew up because you blew up fast, you know, in such a short period of time. Do you think it happened all too fast for you?
No, I don't think it happened too fast. I mean, I'm glad it happened fast. If anything, I'd rather, you know, not have a sobbing story about what obstacles I went through to try to break into an industry.
Right.
Which is, right now, it's so difficult, I mean, from every, you know, to get into. But I feel like, you know, it's a gift that got me this far. And,
right.
I'm still believing it's going to take me even further in probably other areas, but it's more so, you know, I'm glad everything kind of happened fast. And, I mean, I'd probably just be at home making beats and still in school, if anything. As to right now, you know, I'm on the road promoting this album I just released, which was, you know, I wouldn't even say it's a dream come true because it haven't really been a dream to release an album, but it's just
right.
now, you know, it happened. So it's like, yeah,
right.
It was, you know, so.
Now, you're kind of popular right now. Have you ever went to a sneaker store or a mall and a bunch of girls chased you or some dude that's going, oh, look at Jeremiah right there. Have you gotten that yet?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely in the last, I would say in the last 2 weeks, if any time, most, I would say in the last 2 weeks, I've been, I mean, I just came back from the Bahamas, and even to be out there for the last four days I was out there, and just to see, like, the range of people who were beginning to notice me, whether it was, like, 40-year-old plus, you know, white man or Chinese man with their daughter, and even little kids, you know, that even came up to me and showed and put my picture, I guess I was in a double XL this week with the cover,
right.
With Dream and Christina Milian on there.
Okay.
And yeah, so one of the little kids, you know, these are all different races. Are like, man, you know, you're Jeremiah, and it's like, wow, these people, you know, they recognizing me. I was actually in the tubes, and this guy came up to me like, you know, you famous, you know, usually I get the, you know, you look like, have anybody ever told you look like Puffy or Kanye? But now they came up, one dude came up to me like, somebody told you look like Jeremiah, and I'm like. I'm like, man, that's me. But no, it's crazy, though. It's starting to happen, I feel like, a lot lately.
Right, right. You went to engineering school, of course. Now, I'm pretty sure that helps a lot with you being in the industry, you know, as far as your recording process and all that goes. let me see what's the next question. Do you have where's my questions at? Wow. You was it Morgan Park High School that you went to? Was that in Chicago, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Like one day when your schedule's pretty clear, do you have plans to go back on a career day or some day like that to go out and speak about your journey and how you actually made it and go talk to the actual kids?
Well, definitely. I mean, if anything, I graduated a year early from that high school. After my junior year there. So I was there since seventh grade, so I did a lot of relationships up there with teachers, a lot of the staff, and the principal. So I feel like right now, though, just being in a new city every day, and obviously it's summer break, you know, I could see me going there come August, September-ish, you know, when school's back in session. And, you know, it's right down the street from my house in Chicago, so I definitely see myself going back there.
Okay. Since you've been in the industry for such a short time, what do you actually think about it?
I don't know. I mean, I see why they call it the game. You know, you just gotta really be a, gotta just really be an MVP player in it. And right now, I'm just trying to blend in, man. I don't know. Coming, growing up, looking at all these different, you know, celebs and people I actually look up to and admired and even crushed on, the girls, the ladies, like the Beyoncés and, you know, Carrie Hilses. I'm actually seeing, you know, meeting and greeting and in the midst. Even eating at dinner one time with, you know, Rihanna and Tyra Banks one time after a Def Jam show. It's kind of, you know, it's definitely an experience, an unforgettable experience, I would say. I don't know, man. I'm just in it to win it, whether it be music or hopefully right now I'm to branch off to other areas. And I could see, like, how you could just generate so many different revenue streams from it once you just got to apply. You know, just supply knowledge of the game, and I'm pretty sure you'd be successful.
Right. Your cousin Willie from Day 26. How does he feel about what you have accomplished so far? I didn't know you guys are both in the industry. How does he feel about it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we've actually become closer. He actually has a younger brother, which is around my age.
Yeah,
Excuse me.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was, you know, in college, I was out there in Champaign with him as my roommate, because he's his younger brother, so I was closer, you know, to him. But since I've been, obviously, on the road and we run into each other at these summer jams and even, you know, everywhere pretty much now, I run into him and, you know, everyone knows that's my blood cousin. So, I know he's more, if anything, just proud, you know, just like, man, you know, after every year at the family reunions, I just watch him, you know, go through his groups and they sing and, yeah, I pay attention, and I always look up to him, obviously, and for making it from the Bad Boy movement, just watching him on TV. That was more like inspiration for me, like, you know, this is my family, and he made it, so I probably one day can, if I chose to, if I wanted to. But, yeah, he's definitely been supporting, and, you know, right now he's, if anything, proud.
Right. Now, I'll let him know when he comes. He's actually due back on a show soon, so... I'll let him know that his favorite cousin is on the show. Your album, man. Jeremiah, I want to know, man, why I didn't get the phone call to be on this album, man. I want to know why I didn't get a verse in, man. I want to know what happened, man. Did you lose my number, man? What happened, Jay?
Man, Man, it's crazy. You know, I didn't even think while writing most of the songs and recording and singing it that indeed it was going to be an album just with me, first of all, on it, or just even coming out with it. I was just in the studio, like I said, just last year. And I know a lot of people probably hear the album and are even questioning who else is on there, because it might not just even sound like one person, feel like. But that's just how I write, man. It all depends on how I felt that day. And the whole album, I mean, it's just about feelings, man. It can make you feel a lot of different ways. Right. And right now, I mean, it's self-titled Jeremiah. I was skeptical as to what I was going to title it, but being that it was just literally only my vocals on there, I mean, especially after conversing with, you know, L.A. Reid and everyone, they're like, man, if it's just only you on there, just, you know, self-titled Jeremiah. Right. I mean, it's nowadays with how the industry is and obviously how people are coming out, like, with albums full of features.
Right,
that's right. Yeah, and I just feel like, you know, not that it was a point to prove, but just was like, this is how it happened. And I was, obviously, with me, I'm being the only person in the studio with Mick behind the boards, that's just how it happened. And I was the only voices on the records. But I don't know, I look forward to collaborating with a lot of people. So, you know, one day I'm sure we get our collab in.
That's right, man. I'm working on the album now, man. But the show is not about it. It's about you, man. When they go get this album, self-titled album, Jeremiah, what can they expect? Those who don't have, what can they expect to get out of this album?
Well, definitely not just birthday sex. a lot of people come out with, you know, albums and people mind for... That's why nowadays iTunes is really destroying physical sales of albums because, you know, people really only like one song or two songs of people's albums. But hopefully with this record, I feel like if you don't like at least minimally, I'm just being safe here, 3 to 4 records, which is, you know, reasonable for an album nowadays for, you know, a lot of everybody's different tastes. But I wouldn't feel like I've done my job. But just expect, you know, it's just a real versatile across-the-board album full of songs that make you, you know, dance, laugh, you know, cry, you know, get into the mood with your significant other with. There's a couple, you know, just different feelings on the album that I feel like I was just risky in taking, especially just coming out with a record such as big as Birthday Sex and R&B vibe. There's just a lot of different vibes on there. So hopefully, you know, people feel the same and appreciate the other songs as much as they do my single.
Right.
Timothy, I'm sorry, we're going to wrap this up.
I'm done in 2 seconds. I just wanted to give a shout out.
Okay.
For sure.
Go ahead, Jay.
What up?
Jay, give you a shout out.
Yo, my shout outs, man. Shout out to everybody out there that's supporting this record, man. Bam, definitely for picking this number one record for me, Birthday Sex, and every other song now, man. To my moms, you know, obviously for giving birth to what I've become now. And I don't know, man. Shout out to everybody that's supporting. Make sure y'all cop that album in stores now.
All right, Jay. Thanks for coming on the show, man. Really appreciate it. Thanks for coming on, man.
I'm on a tour. I just got added on to the tour as well. So everybody check. I'm on America's Most Wanted tour.
All right, Jay. Take it easy now.
For sure.
It's your birthday, so I know you want to ride. Even if we only go to my house, sit more easy as we sit upon my couch. Feels good, but I know you want to cry out. You say you want passion, I think you found it. Get ready for action, don't be astounded. We switch in position, you feel surrounded. Tell me where you want your kiss, girl. Girl, you know I. got you pinned. Don't tap out, fight into the end. Ring that bell, we gon' start over again. We grind it with passion, cause it's your birthday. Been at it for hours, I know you thirsty. You kiss me so sweetly, tastes just like Hershey's. Just tell me how you want to get, girl. To the water deep until I know I please that body, body out. Or girl, without a broom, I might just sweep you off your feet and make you wanna tell somebody, body how I do. Or maybe we can float on top my waterbed. You close your eyes as I improv between your legs. We work our way from kitchen stoves and tables, girl, you know I'm more than able to be. Yeah.
Thank you.
Jeremiah, I'm sorry for coming on the show. Shout out to everybody for listening and tuning in today. Jeremiah, shout out to him for coming on the show. Please go pick up yourself to our album, entitled Jeremiah. I'm going to jump to some more music, and I'll be right back. Here is Miss Keri Hilson. I'm sorry, yes, Keri Hilson featuring Kanye and Yo.
Not again. Oh, this ain't supposed to happen to me.
Keep rocking and keep knocking. Whether you Louboutin it up or Reebokin, you see the hate that they serving on a platter. So what we gon' have, dessert or disaster?
I never thought I'd be in love like this. When I look at you, my mind goes on a trip. And you came in.
Trust.
And I won't stop till you get it right. Hold the trust and all.